Dear persistent God, you are always ready to teach me, reminding me that I am not separate from you or from anyone else. And sometimes that's a very frustrating quality you seem to faithfully demonstrate in my life. I really like being right. Heck, I really like feeling right, even if I'm not right, right? Oh God, you've got to help me. Help me choose relationship over being right. Help me look to you instead of the comment section. I know, don't read the comments. Help me to continue to learn and not be ashamed to not know something. It's a gift to learn how I belong to you and to everyone you love, and it is a difficult gift sometimes. God, I guess I started the prayer that way and now I'm back to it again. Predictable, huh? Help me imitate you instead of frantically chasing after a car like a dog. That never ends well, does it? Help me to love like you love and to be open to the depths of what that love looks like in my own life and in this ministry I get to do. It can be so, so hard. Especially when the values and priorities of those who I am called to love seem to contradict the way of Jesus. The way I'm desperately trying to imitate your way, not my way. Not the hot mess express, even though I know you love me, hot mess and all. Help me. Help me to live in this month of August without it looming over me, chanting September, September, September. It will be what it will be. And it would just help if people just kept coming to worship in the summer, don't you think? Is that too much to ask? I mean, maybe. Okay, I'll stop. Stir up my heavy, sluggish heart to love. And if I can't love right now, then help me to be loved by you, because that's where it all starts. I can't do it without you, God. Thanks for not giving up on me. Help me to love those who support me and love me best and most. Sometimes it is the most difficult love to give and receive. So help me to not make it so hard today. Help me get out of my own way and just be loved. Whatever state the house is in, the vehicles, the relationship, help me accept it as it is. And I pray for you to restore, to lift up, to transform, to encourage, to make whole, to renew it all. Help me continue to learn how to imitate your love every day. Thank you for your perfect love. Amen. Okay, deacon and pastor and chaplain, take a deep breath, for your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Don't be afraid. God is with you.